There were seven little Indians living in a brick house on Central Avenue, gathered around their daddy telling stories in the living room from a slightly unrealistic point of view. Mama was out yonder in the kitchen somewhere, boiling up some hot water for them all to get up to their necks in. The seven little Indians knew the rest of the tribe ever scrutinized their household, for somehow it would not pass inspection. The big chief railed on and spun his tales of brave conquests, about the moving of his little band up to Alaska where the caribou run free. You see, he done time up there putting in telephone lines for the army during World War II, and even brought back a picture of a frozen mastodon for the little Indians to see. Some mucklucks, some sealskin gloves, and a coat with beads around the collar. His wife kept them in the mothballs underneath the Hudson Bay. And every once in a while, he'd get wound up with one of his stories and put them all on, dance around in that blue TV screen light like it was some campfire blazing away. He stamped and he hollered, but it could not stay warm in that living room. And even the seven little Indians, well, they could feel the chill. And although everything always worked out for the better in all of his stories, in that old brick house, it always felt like something was moving in for the kill. Blazing like a trail shot through the eyes of the seven little Indians. Blazing like an arrow shot from Cochise's last stronghold out in Arizona. Blazing like the sheets of light dancing in the sky up above Anchorage. Blazing like a star shot down to the ground back home again in Indiana. So quiet you could hear a pin drop. They started dropping like flies. The oldest little Indian got sick and vanished, and the big chief went 2 years later. And the mama raised the six little Indians up the best she could to be housewives, musicians, and insurance salesmen. But they all shared this common denominator. All the characters in the Big Chief stories were named after the seven little Indians. Like I said, in his stories, everything always worked out for the better. And now, as I'm telling this stuff to my own kids and dancing around on the TV screen light, well, I wish I had those mucklucks, those sealskin gloves, and that coat with the beads around the collar.